Every team has matchup challenges. What's it like to go up against Kopitar? What are the biggest challenges he presents as an opponent?
He's an unbelievable player. I know, obviously he's big. He can skate. He can stick handle. He can shoot. He pretty much does it all. So you know, he's obviously a tough matchup. And you know, those challenges are fun to go up against. You know, going up against the best in the world is always exciting and fun. And you know, hopefully we can come up on top tonight.
You guys have really been flourishing since you've been back in that one versus one role for your line. You've been taking a lot of the tough matchups.
Yeah, you know, me and Wheels and you know, now KC. You know, we like playing against teams best. We like that challenge, and you know, I think it just motivates you to be that much better, and not just better offensively, but defensively. You know, I think by you know, you're playing against you know, elite players. They want to. You know, they obviously want to score, and they want to, you know, they want to produce offense, and you know, by playing good D and by you know, getting them frustrated, you know, I think that just leads to our transition game and leads to us getting some possessions in the O zone, and you know, that's what we have to continue to do.
How closely will you be watching what goes on around the league, and obviously with this team leading up to trade deadline, which is less than a week away now?
Yeah, you know, it's always an exciting and nerve-wracking time, and you know, it's always fun to see what happens around the league, and you know, it'll be an exciting time for sure.
You guys play armchair GM, or think about who could go where?
You do, but we have zero control. So there's no sense really thinking about what's going to happen, because we literally have zero control over that. So you know, that's why that's why we have GMs, and you know, we'll let them take control.
Does this team have the depth to do what it needs to do if no moves are made before the trade deadline?
You know, that's another question for the GM. You know, we're just players, and you know, we're out here to play regardless of the team that's on the ice, and you know, injuries, trades, whatever it is. You know, our job is to go on the ice and focus on winning games, and you know, that has to be our continual focus.
When you look at the team with the most points in the league, you guys, you don't have to look up very high to see where they are. How much focus do you guys put into climbing the standings at this time of the year?
Our focus is always, you know, at the task at hand. So tonight it's the LA Kings, and that's our main focus. You know, we want to go out every night and win every game, and the good teams in the league don't look too far ahead. They focus on what they have at hand, and focus on the game that they have to play, and getting better as a team, and you know, just controlling what we can control, and that's, you know, all we can do is win every game that's presented to us.
Any more intrigue going into this trade deadline for you guys, just because of where you are in the standings? And I mean, I know what people believe this team, you know, has the possibility to do.
Yeah, there's obviously, it's definitely different, but at the same time, you know, it's out of our control. All we can do is keep winning games, and you know, keep showing what our team's made of. And at the end of the day, whatever happens.
Mark, kind of big picture, you're at the end of this 10-game homestand, getting involved in it. What's it been like, and what's really stood out for you to go 6-2-1 to this point, coming into the finale?
Yeah, it's been a really good homestand. Obviously, being at home, you know, you don't get these long homestands for that long. Or too often, so it's obviously fun being in front of our crowd for that long, and hopefully we can end this homestand on a positive note.
Is it giving you a chance to get refreshed in some ways? I mean, Paul talked about not having to get on a plane for almost a whole month. I mean, what is that like for your body at this time of year as a player?
Yeah, it's definitely good. You know, when you're at home, you're getting home cooking. You're in your own bed every night. You're in a comfortable setting. I think that's something that you can never take for granted, just because, you know, it's not changing beds every other day. It's something that you're used to, and something that you're comfortable with. And I think that aspect of, you know, recovery is something that's definitely overlooked. And it's definitely, I think it's been, you know, obviously if you use it, it's gonna help you a lot. And, you know, I think we've done a good job at that.